Two Nigerians being extradited to the United States for a sextortion scandal that caused a teen to commit suicide. Wow, what world do we live in? Evil around us. Welcome to Ray Dawg's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com. To help support us, just click on support us, or simply go to our store. This one is a sad one. You know, I could imagine sextortion is probably like nextortion, but having to do with sex, I don't know. I am just based on what it says here, but let's read through the story here. Two Nigerians extradited to U.S. in sextortion scheme that led to teen's suicide. Two Nigerian men charged as part of a sextortion ring that led to the suicide of a Michigan teenager who arrived in the United States on Sunday to face charges. U.S. Attorney for Western District of Michigan, Mark Toten, announced that the extradition of Samuel Agassi, who is 22, and Samson Agassi, 20, so brothers here, at a press conference at Grand Rapids Gerald Ford International Airport, where they arrived Sunday morning. On May 3rd of this year, I announced that our office filed an indictment against these two defendants, plus an additional defendant, Ezekiel Robert, age 19, and also a Nigerian national, Toten said. The extradition proceedings are underway as to this third defendant, and we are optimistic that he will be extradited as well. Toten said that the ring targeted more than 100 victims, both adults and minors, and specifically mentioned 17-year-old Jordan DeMay, the Marquette teen who committed suicide when he was targeted. Huh. Why did he commit suicide, or what did they do to him? Under standard practice, we do mention the names of victims in our public comments, but I do so today at the request of his family, Toten said. The Agassis are expected in federal court Monday, and all three men will be charged with conspiracy to sexually exploit minor, conspiracy to distribute child pornography, and conspiracy to commit stalking through the internet. Samuel Agassi is also charged with sexual exploitation and attempted sexual exploitation resulting in death. Toten said that Samuel Agassi is alleged to have communicated with Jordan DeMay, who was 17, using a fake Instagram account in the name of Danny.Robert, which used a photograph of a young girl. I see where this is going. This is bad stuff. Without reading it, I bet you he posed as a young girl This is why, I mean, it's more difficult to say this to a teen. You cannot be naive and stupid to send nudes of yourself online. I don't know that that's what happened. And then they try to get money out of him because they were going to share it with whatever. But, and you don't, just don't do it. Don't do it. Anyway, he posed, he had a girl's post photograph on there. Investigators believe the Mabe was extorted over a nude photograph he had taken of himself and sent to the fake account. See, exactly, I knew it. The perpetrator demanded money to keep the photograph private, and when the Mabe paid them, they wanted more. A few hours later, Jordan told Samuel Ogashi that he was now taking his life, and Samuel Ogashi responded, "Do that fast or I'll make you do it." Wow. Toden's, that's evil. So when he said he was going to take his life, he said, "Do it fast or I'll make you do it." Wow. Sick people. Evil. Devin Kalowski, the acting special agent in charge of the FBI Michigan, said that charging the extradition suspects in such cases is rare. Less than a week after Jordan's tragic death, agents and professional staff across FBI Michigan began working tirelessly to find answers for the family, he said. This was a multifaceted investigation. It involved identifying hundreds of victims, following the digital footprints left behind by the sextortionists on the internet, tracking the payments made by victims through multiple financial entities. I wonder if all the victims, out of curiosity, are men. I have to assume that they're all men or boys, teens. Because women aren't going to do that unless she's a total promiscuous person. Women are not going to be able to be extorted out of the money for sending nudes. It's more rare. If I had to wager, I would say more men and teen boys send photos nude, because men, we think differently. You have to realize when you send these things, you're always risking that it might be someone who's fake, number one. Number two, even if it's someone that's real and things go bad with you, she could also try to extort or just put you on blast. So you just don't do it. Don't send nudes at all. It's a sin as well. These type of things are just bad. So don't do it. Don't put yourself in that position. Unbelievable. But the three other Nigerian men were arrested for the same ring. They will be going through Nigeria's criminal justice system. I don't know. This is bad stuff. I mean, yes, I was once a teenager, and I know it's easier said than done. And who's to say if we, growing up, we didn't have the technology that they have today, I'd probably be in the same boat. Who knows? But I'm telling you, it's a bad idea when you put yourself out there like that. It's pretty much permanent forever, because when you throw yourself on the internet, even if you think you've deleted it completely, there's so many people on the internet, someone somewhere has that photo or video. And if you happen to become famous or become rich, well, the people, they'll be coming for money. So, just curious, how many, no one's going to probably want to admit this in the comment, but have you ever sent nudes out to women online and it came back to bite you? And or what, like what these guys did where they pretend to be a woman but it was not? I'm just curious. I am just curious if this has happened to you and what did you do about it? Did you ignore them or did you say I don't care? Just curious. Anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on support us, or visit us online store.